Unity. The Unity Composite High School Warrior football team, in their efforts to give back to the community who supports them all season, have used, for several years, a Nightlights traditional football game to raise awareness and funds for the local mental wellness group. Players wear green socks representative of the international color of mental health awareness. UCHS Warrior Football was able to present $1,141 to Unity Mental Wellness Group following the game. The football game always attracts a good crowd as it offers a free, fun family event that includes community mascots, food, fundraising options, face painting, a photo booth, prizes, 50-50 and of course the game itself. Four graduating players were also acknowledged, along with their parents, at halftime. The Warriors put on a dominant display of football as they handily defeated Macklin by a score of 64-14. Coach Kyle Clark says, "We had an awesome night. Amazing work by the parents group organizing the lights, running the booth and 50-50, as well as the other fundraiser items at the game. The community support was also very impressive and much appreciated. The boys played well. Each week the team has become a little more in sync, a little crisper, and a little more comfortable. The boys were hoping to put on a good show for the home crowd and the coaching staff couldn't be more proud of their effort. With two games left in the regular season, we really feel like we are where we want to be with our best football still ahead of us." Longtime Unity Minor Football and Warrior Football executive member and volunteer, entering her last year as a football mom, Jennifer Wilson says of the evening's experience, "The night was a huge success. The weather was perfect and the crowd amazing. It is so nice to see people fill the bleachers. Under the lights games are my favorite. The night lights game always bring fans to the stands as it offers something different as far as atmosphere and event flavor. The excitement and energy additional people and activity brings to the field motivates the players to give their best effort. A game dedicated to mental health awareness and fundraising is important as everyone has been through so much in the past 3 years, especially our youth and young adults. We wanted to give something back to the community for all of their support for the Warriors football program," adds Wilson. "The money raised will end up being used to go into the schools and do presentations about mental health." Wilson said she and her husband, Clint, wanted to do something big for their last game as Warrior football parents. While Wilson acknowledges she feels sad it could possibly be their last game on the field they have dedicated so much time to, it was also the perfect way to end their years of volunteer service with both Warriors football programs. Organizers were quick to acknowledge volunteers, Warrior parents and community business support in the overall success of the evening. Caramel corn was prepared and sold for the fundraiser, and several businesses donated additional prizes for the 50-50 draw. Hollyhocks Greenhouse donated carnations to be sold with proceeds to the cause. Delta Co-op helped deliver the 8 sets of portable lights that were donated by Good to Go Trucking and used to light the field, along with bringing some giveaways for the kids. The remaining regular season for the Warriors will be on the road and fans are optimistic. From what they've seen of the team this season, there will be a home playoff game on Unity's field. The Warriors play in Macklin October 7th and in Kindersley October 14th.